yeah, it'll be brilliant. We're really, really looking forward to it. It's a lovely start to the year and on a nice clean pitch, whether it's not soggy or soft. It's yeah, we're really looking forward to it. There's been a lot of work going on behind the scenes for the double headers this year, and it's lovely that we're one of the teams that kind of would benefit greatly off it. You know, getting to play at Croke Park is an absolute dream, and for a lot of our younger girls, it'll be a first for them. And I suppose it's it's something we're really, really looking forward to, and we feel very lucky that we've benefited off it.
Talk to me about that younger talent coming through, because I know there's a lot of people, Kira Hegarty included, gone to Australia, and a lot of other girls unavailable for the league campaign as well.
Yeah, we've had a pretty strong clear out, just for one reason or another. We've 14 of last year's panel left, which is a significant enough exodus. But we've Maxi and the backup team have put a lot of work and effort into trying to replace those players, and done that over the winter months, and would have held a number like a 6 or 8 week program just to try and introduce younger girls into the panel, and thankfully we've been able to do that. And I suppose it's just getting them up to speed now and getting them used to that just senior football on the whole, and that wee bit of physicality, and it's a whole new ball game for a lot of them girls. But you know, they've really, really applied themselves. Anything they've been asked, they've done it without a second question, and they've added a real freshness to the team, which is brilliant. It's in the legs that we don't have anymore, so we're delighted they're involved.